12,768. That's how many ads Mitt Romney and pro-Romney super PACs have aired in Florida. The number of ads from Newt Gingrich and his super PACs, just 210. And those latest numbers from the Wesleyan Media Project don't even include this past weekend. Romney's lead going into today's primary might indicate his ad assault worked, but at least one voter, Pat Curry, heading to the polls in Pensacola, was not happy about any ads.
I really don't like them. Some of them are downright disgusting to me, you know, because you have to watch them over and over and over.
Michael Hunt and Laura Harris said they cast their ballots today based on candidates' values.
Personal values. Someone that's not going to be the same. I feel like some of them are in it for themselves and for their profitable gains. Just looking for somebody that's there to serve the public, which it should be.
I don't think you can always agree with one person on every issue. So perhaps whoever has the most idealism that I agree with.
Thanks to our friends at WWF in Pensacola for that sound. As we touch down in Florida today with Sergio Bustos, politics editor for the Miami Herald. And Sergio, almost 13,000 ads from one candidate, 200 from the other. How did that feel there?
Well, let me share with you an anecdote, Robin. There's a influential Spanish language radio station down in Miami here called Radio Mambí. They actually apologized to listeners because they had to shorten their actual programming to fit all the ads in. That's how bad it got.
So taking programming off the air to fit the ads.
Yes.
Well, and what's been the reaction? Because we saw Mitt Romney's huge surge at the end of last week. A lot are attributing it to his attacks, especially through these thousands of ads. But, you know, it's odd because voters are saying they didn't like the ads.
Let me put it this way. With Iowa, you had the town hall meetings and the handshakes. With New Hampshire, you had the same. Florida's a different animal altogether. 10 major media markets, you need lots of money, and you need momentum. Newt Gingrich had momentum coming in, but he didn't have the money. Mitt Romney had the money coming in, he just didn't have the momentum. But those ads, despite what people say, I know they hate the negative ads, but they are very effective.
Well, here's the latest numbers. The Gingrich campaign and the pro-Gingrich super PAC winning our future spent $3.3 million on TV ads in Florida. That's compared to $15 million from the Romney campaign and his super PAC Restore Our Future. So Floridians are getting to feel the results of the Supreme Court decision on spending on campaign ads. What else are they saying as they're going to the polls?
People are fed up. They're fed up with high unemployment. It's much higher here than the rest of the country. 44% of Floridians with a mortgage are underwater in the mortgage, including the person you're talking to. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of anger. There's a lot of frustration in Florida. And I thought when Newt Gingrich came down, he was expressing some of that. But it looked like that message didn't resonate enough, and he didn't have really a plan to resolve the job situation or the housing problem. He came into the state with a good message, but he just couldn't really dig deeper and tell us what he would do about it.
Well, Newt Gingrich still says, in fact, he tells ABC's Jonathan Carl today that this primary race could go another 6 to 8 months. And part of the reason could be the delegate count. Now, just remind us, Florida moved its primary day up. We remember the spat, you know, last fall, and was punished by the Republican Party for it. So how will that affect the outcome of this race?
Yes, they paid the price. Florida now has just 50 delegates.
Instead of like 99, I think it was.
Exactly. Yeah. Florida doesn't seem to mind much because they wanted to get on the national stage, and they certainly did it with this by moving up the primary.
Well, so there could still be a delegate fight as these candidates continue on to the convention.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we thought we would be part of the mix, but now it looks like the campaign's going to roll on Super Tuesday in March, which I think is about 10 states. So that may settle the nomination finally. But who knows? You know, it's been a very strange race so far.
And Sergio Bustos, what do the candidates leave behind them? We're hearing Republican analysts say this is one of the nastiest fights they've seen in a long time. And they cite, you know, George W. Bush and John McCain in South Carolina, for instance, as another example.
Publicly, GOP officials will say, look, this is good, a hearty debate going back and forth. We'll unite as a party later. But I think there's no doubt there's going to be some damage because if you're inside the Barack campaign brainstorming session on advertising, you don't have to look further than Florida. There's plenty of ideas on how to attack either Gingrich or Romney.
By taking some of the attacks they launched against
each
other. Sergio Bustos, politics editor for the Miami Herald, thanks so much.
Sure.